Chapter 20. Disaster. In their non-magnetic, practically invisible speedster, Kinnison and Worsell entered the terra incognita of the second galaxy and approached the solar system of the Ike, slowing down to a crawl as they did so. They knew as much concerning Dread Jarnivon, the planet which was their goal, as did Jalti, from whom the knowledge had been acquired. But that was all too little. They knew that it was the fifth planet out from the sun and that it was bitterly cold. It had an atmosphere, but one containing no oxygen, one poisonous to oxygen breathers. It had no rotation, or rather its day coincided with its year, and its people dwelt upon its eternally dark hemisphere. If they had eyes, a point upon which there was doubt, they did not operate upon the frequencies ordinarily referred to as the visible light. In fact, about the Ike as persons or identities, they knew next to nothing. Jalti had seen them, but either he did not perceive them clearly or else his mind could not retain their true likeness, his only picture of the Ikean physique being a confusedly horrible blue. "I'm scared, Worsell," Kinnison declared. "Scared purple, and the closer we come, the worse scared I get." And he was scared. He was afraid as he had never before been afraid in all his short life. He had been in dangerous situations before, certainly. Not only that, he had been wounded almost fatally. In those instances, however, peril had come upon him suddenly. He had reacted to it automatically, having had little, if any, time to think about it beforehand. Never before had he gone into a place in which he knew in advance that the advantage was all upon the other side, from which his chance of getting out alive was so terrifyingly small. It was worse, much worse, than going into that vortex. There, while the road was strange, the enemy was known to be one he had conquered before, and furthermore, he had had the Dauntless, its eager young crew, and the scientific self-abnegation of old Cardines to back him. Here he had the speedster in Worsell, and Worsell was just as scared as he was. The pit of his stomach felt cold. His bones seemed bits of rubber tubing. Nevertheless, the two lensmen were going in. That was their job. They had to go in, even though they knew that the foe was at least their equal mentally, was overwhelmingly their superior physically, and was upon his own ground.
"So am I," Worsell admitted. "I'm scared to the tip of my tail. I have one advantage over you, however. I've been that way before."
He was referring to the time when he had gone to Delgon, abysmally certain that he would not return.